Yesterday on our show, we heard about a new provincial report on the 50-year-old mercury contamination in the English Wabagoon River system. The study shows mercury levels in some waterways near the Grassy Narrows First Nation are on the rise. Now, the community has been acutely affected by that contamination. Randy Fowister, 46-year-old deputy chief of Grassy Narrows, he says he suffers some mild effects of mercury poisoning. Here's some of what he says needs to be done.
We need to get the government working on the cleanup of the river system. Even before I was on council, that was the discussions. The river needs to be cleaned up. There's no other way. It just has to be done. You know, it was brought forth in the newspapers, and I see some comments from public. Why not just move the community? You know, you can't do that. You know, and we've been living there for decades already. That's our homeland. We can't just simply pack our bags and move. That's not the solution. The solution is to clean up the river system. It's being done. Being done all over, the world. You know, when there's oil spills, how much money do they spend, to clean up oil in the ocean? Now that's a bigger. I would think, that's impossible, but it is. But in our river system, it's a smaller area. So yeah, that's what needs to be done. It needs to be cleaned up, and there's. Scientists, engineers that could come up with something.
The mercury's been there all of your life, it occurs to me.
Yes.
What needs to happen to get that cleanup moving?
Well, government needs to take this very seriously. The Premier of Ontario, back in 2012, she was the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs, and she committed to working with us with this mercury issue. Now that she's premier now, we'd like for her to come and visit and to visit the community and she's still committed to helping us, with the mercury issue. And that's where it needs to begin.
Randy Fowister, Deputy Chief of Grassy Narrows First Nation, speaking with the CBC's Jody Porter. As he mentioned, Kathleen Wynne is the premier. Here's some of what she has to say now about the cleanup of the mercury contamination.
The report I think that you're talking about is one that the Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs and the community did, which is a summary of work that had been done before. There is more work that needs to be done. There are a lot of difficult questions. So for example, when I visited the community, the scientists have said to us, there are questions about how to actually do the cleanup, because moving the sediment at the bottom of the river, at the bottom of the lakes, can actually cause further damage. And so we have to be very careful that we work with the community on all of those issues, whether it's the food supply, whether it's the economic issue, or whether it's the compensation and the ongoing contamination in the water. So we will do that. We have been there. We have been partners from the beginning. We will continue to be partners. It's a good thing that the federal government is going to work with us now on this working group. And any new information that has come to us through this report, I understand, though, it's a summary of information that was already available, but we will use that to go forward and try to make the best decisions. I would just say that what is very important from my perspective is that we resolve those issues and we continue to work with Grassy Narrows, and we make sure that as we make decisions around future development, we do not make the same kinds of mistakes that were made in the 60s when this contamination happened.
Kathleen Wynne, Premier of Ontario.